The New York State Public Service Commission recently announced it had instituted a proceeding to examine the continuing need for United Water New York's proposed development of a more than $120 million desalination plant. The project is known as the Haverstraw Water Supply Project and came about after the PSC issued an order in 2006 to United Water to develop a plan to meet Rockland County's long-term water supply needs. As part of the proceeding, the PSC has directed United Water to file within 30 days of the order a report containing the most recent information relating to projected demand and need to secure a new water supply source in Rockland County. Deb Rizzi is a spokeswoman for United Water New York.
We're reviewing the order. We'll certainly be replying to the Public Service Commission's request. And at this point, you know, the document has not been developed.
She says new information supporting the need for the new water supply source is contained in documents submitted to the New York State DEC, which is reviewing permit applications for the proposed plant.
But we're very confident that the information that we provided to the Department of Environmental Conservation in May of this year contains the current information related to need for more water in Rockland County.
The PSC announcement about the proceeding directs United Water to respond to concerns and issues raised by public officials and organizations. State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat, has raised concerns. He praised the PSC action, saying water and water supply are highly important.
So we have to make sure it's done right, that we know the facts before we move forward. And that's why reopening this 2006 case of water supply is essential to this project. And that's why, again, I'm not convinced that desal, regardless, is the best project moving forward. But this is the foundation to say, hey, do we even need the water supply that United Water is talking about?
The answer, according to United Water's Rizzi, is yes.
In 2006 and again in 2010, the Public Service Commission determined that there was an urgent need for more water. They ordered United Water to build a new long-term water supply project. And as recently as May of this year, the head of the Rockland County Water Supply Bureau reaffirmed a need for more water in Rockland County.
She says to meet the demand, the proposed desalination plant was projected to be online by the end of 2015 or beginning of 2016, but that could be delayed by this proceeding and depends upon what the PSC and DEC decide. She says a delay could mean more out-of-pocket costs for Rockland's water customers.
The longer the project is delayed, the more costs it adds, which will ultimately be costs that are, passed on to the customers.
United Water recently filed a surcharge request with the PSC for an increase of about $5 per month per average customer to recuperate money already spent in relation to the proposed desalination plant, a request criticized by Carlucci and other elected officials. Meanwhile, Carlucci says if there is a demonstrated need for a water supply project, he opposes a desalination plant.
Many of us disagree with that, and we disagree with the fundamental point that more water is needed. And that's what we're really boiling it down to right here.
United Water's proposed desalination plant would treat water from the Hudson River and deliver up to 7.5 million gallons a day of potable water to Rockland's residents. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.